With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Trump says federal agents are ramping up immigration enforcement across the country. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Touting his administration's crackdown on illegal migrants, the president said federal agencies were making arrests in Chicago, Colorado, and elsewhere.
The heroes of ICE have been hunting down and arresting hundreds of illegal alien criminals per day.
He also warned that countries who refuse to receive deported detainees from the U.S. will pay a high economic price. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's been a major about-face by the U.S. Air Force on the history of black Air Force pilots.
The Department of Defense was scrambling on Sunday to undo the removal of a Tuskegee Airmen video from the Air Force training seminars. The video of the legendary black Air Force pilots was removed in the wake of President Donald Trump's executive order eliminating all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the federal government. Outrage over the removal has been swift and strong. The Air Force is reinstating a basic training class with its materials on World War II-era black and female pilots intact, but diversity, equity, and inclusion components removed. Bill Alexander, Washington.
President Trump says he'll sign a flurry of executive orders focused on the military, including to reinstate troops booted for refusing COVID-19 vaccines and remove transgender ideology from the force. He says troops will be reinstated at their former rank and with full pay. The expected orders come just as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth began his first day on the job on Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 289 points, but the NASDAQ dropped 612, the S&P lower by 88. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse for Christians in Iran.
Article 19 and three other international religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the Islamic Republic, where imprisonment of Christians for their faith increased 600% over the past year. Time in an Iranian prison can amount to a death sentence, given the horrific conditions and regular torture. The vast majority of Christians in Iran are converts from Islam, which puts them at odds with the government as well as friends and family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are trying to find ways around potential bans on the drug mifepristone, the primary ingredient in chemical abortions. A new study in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests Ella, a pill used for contraception, could be repurposed at a higher dose as an abortion drug. Roughly two-thirds of all abortions in this country are now carried out with the use of drugs. This is SRN News. Something new for cola lovers, a new flavor from Coke.
Coca-Cola Orange Cream is scheduled to go on sale February 10th in the U.S. and Canada. The soda mixes cola with orange and vanilla flavors and will be sold in regular and zero sugar varieties. Atlanta-based Coke says it developed the product in response to growing consumer demand for the comforting, nostalgic flavor. The company says Coca-Cola Orange Cream will not be a permanent flavor, but will be sold at least through the first quarter of next year. Rich Thomason reporting.
It looks like grocery shoppers hoping for soaring egg prices to turn around are likely to be waiting a while. Prices have more than doubled since the summer of 2023, and millions of chickens are still being slaughtered every month because of the advocation of bird flu. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.